This is the Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW, the show that brings you valuable information about real estate, the financial markets, and other economic business of the day. Your host, Edward Brown, is a nationally recognized expert on money and investing who has appeared on CNN and has published numerous articles in national business magazines and newspapers. Now, your host for the Best of Investing, Edward Brown.
Welcome. You're listening to The Best of Investing. I'm your host, Edward Brown. I'm proud to have as my co-host, Mark Hanf of Pacific Private Money, one of California's fastest growing mortgage investment firms, and Rob Spinoza of RPM Mortgage. And for those of you who are tuning in for the first time, imagine a few guys sitting around a bar having drinks without the drinks, talking business with you, the audience listening in. Our phone number is 888-912-1190. Use that number to answer the trivia questions for three tanning certificates given away during this show. Those certificates are not sponsored by the radio station, but by Tan Bella, with two locations in San Francisco and one in Marin. Got to check them out. Today's trivia theme is general trivia. I do want to give a quick shout out to Precore Fitness in San Rafael. We got some equipment from them, and Gloria treated us very, very well, and they have sales going on for...
Looks like you've been on it, too.
You're thank down, you very much.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm down trims. 600 pounds.
You're not supposed to put the treadmill on the scale, too. Just you.
Excellent point. Thank you very much. So they got sales going on for treadmills, ellipticals, bikes, and everything. And they got stores in San Rafael, San Mateo, Cupertino, Dublin, and Walnut Creek. But Gloria and San Rafael treated
us
very well.
That's great.
Okay. Rob, you're going to educate us about some stuff.
Yeah. Hey, it's great to be back. Happy New Year, everybody. I know it's January, well into January, but our industry was in the news as a result of the transition of power. And it was in the news in perhaps a perplexing way, because I've talked to people in the industry. I was talking to my wife about it, and they're like, well, isn't that a good thing or isn't that a bad thing?
And what you're talking about is?
Yeah, specifically, we had earlier in the year, early January, we got a notice in our industry that the Federal Housing Administration, the mortgage insurance premium, the MIP, which is a monthly portion of your bill when you have
an
FHA.
That hated charge that everyone goes,
exactly.
What a waste of money.
Mortgage insurance, it builds the fund that the FHA uses to insure new loans. That was going to go down, and it was a part of the outgoing administration's sort of adjustment to FHA to make it more attractive and easier for first-time home buyers to afford.
So a good thing for consumers was that it was going down.
A good thing for consumers, and the other unusual thing about that with FHA loans, changes tend to be implemented at the start with what is known as the case number. But in this case, what they were going to do is they were going to implement the reduction in MI premiums for loans that funded after January 27th. And it was going to be a 0.25% revision downward. In this area, it would roughly equate to about $1,000 a year for consumers.
Not insignificant, actually.
So the new administration took office on Friday the 20th, and the first action they took was to delay and suspend indefinitely that reduction.
Why?
Good question. So
Mr. Trump
thought, well, a lot of people, you know, viewed Trump as a real estate guy, pro real estate, pro business, pro little guy. But what we think the rationale behind this move was basically to send a signal, because they could do this without further congressional implications or complications. They could send a statement to say, no, this is our administration now. We're going to review all of these moves carefully before they go into practice.
You know what? Okay. I heard a banker tell me that one of the things that she thought of was the fact that they were just like throwing good money after bad, because they were kind of, they're sort of insolvent and or appear to be insolvent.
Yeah.
It's like, why keep the premiums? You know, I mean, if you lower them,
right,
you're going to make them even more insolvent. So something along those
lines. Well, so that also plays into the whole thing. I think, Mark, you were going to go there. It's like the big government, small government thing. Where does FHA fit into this picture with the new administration?
Yeah.
Because FHA has promoted the health of the first-time home buyer and the first-time buyer market. So by making it less affordable for those individuals, you prevent them from buying. But at the same time, the other side of the coin is people will say, well, if you make these loans too easily or too accessible, then you run risk of the portfolio not performing.
It is a catch-22. Because if you decrease the monthly cost of a loan. And let's face it, a lot of these FHA loans are 97%
correct
financing.
Correct.
So
lower down payment, right. Lower FICO scores. Yeah,
so
higher
debt ratio. Back for the 2005
right,
issue.
Right.
Again,
that's exactly right.
But gotcha. but the other interesting dynamic, and this study has been done, and it always comes across as inconclusive to me. But there were periods of time where the FHA mortgage insurance premium was as high as 1.2%.
Wow.
And now they were talking about reducing it from 80 to 0.55, so a 0.25% reduction, 0.8 to 0.55. But you remember that at recent times in the past, it's been much higher than that, and that further exacerbated the fact that FHA loans were tough to make.
But also, if you paid down your principal over time, weren't you able to get rid of mortgage insurance?
FHA changed that a couple of years ago, so the MIP portion now stays in effect for most FHA loans for the entire term of the loan.
See, that's kind of ridiculous, because if you've paid off, you know, 90% of your mortgage,
but
well, that's the reason why they would be able to decrease the premiums,
right? Exactly, because now nobody's dropping
base.
It.
Yeah. That's right.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So, and the other function of FHA that did not change is there is an upfront mortgage insurance premium known as UFMIP. That is 1.75% of the loan amount. FHA taxed that on to the loan at the beginning, and you feel that in your monthly payment. So
I just think the whole idea of 3% down is just scary in general. Just, you know, from the standpoint of the taxpayers who have to basically foot the bill.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, it's an insured loan. That's the reason for the insurance itself. And you look at the VA loan, which VA offers, and God, you know, they certainly should do it. But VA loans will allow a veteran to come in with 0% down, and VA loans have performed historically well.
Well, because those veterans, they know how to pay their bills.
Well.
Okay, all right, we're going to cut to our first commercial break. Before we do, I want to make a mention here for Alcatraz, the San Francisco legendary Alcatraz Island. You have to plan ahead. The guaranteed lowest price for Alcatraz tickets, go to www.alcatrazcruises.com. All right, here is our first trivia question. Brendan Fraser, Jason Robards, Henry Fonda, and Hal Holbrook are some of the characters who have played on TV and the silver screen. What U.S. president? That's our question. All right. The first caller with the correct answer is going to win a free Tan Bella certificate. Call 888-912-1190 to answer that question. And don't touch that dial, because the Best of Investing will be right back.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The Best of Investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
For those that want to visit San Francisco's legendary Alcatraz Island, planning ahead is a must. As the official website for Alcatraz tours, AlcatrazCruises.com provides the guaranteed lowest prices for Alcatraz tickets, which are now available for purchase up to 90 days in advance. In addition, visitors to Alcatraz will enjoy the added benefit of complimentary access to the current art installation, Shortening, Making Irrational Rational, which is available for viewing through February 2017 from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. daily with the purchase of a regularly priced ticket. Visit AlcatrazCruises.com today.
This is Mark Hanf, co-host of The Best of Investing. Are you concerned about volatility in the stock market? Have low interest rates got you wondering if you'll ever earn enough to retire? Pacific Private Money has a high-yield solution with safety and security features not found in many traditional investments. Clients of Pacific Private Money earn yields averaging 8%, secured by Bay Area real estate at conservative values. Now, this is not a REIT. This is a mortgage-secured investment, producing yields averaging 8%. Join the thousands of Bay Area residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in secured, high-yield investing. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150 or visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com. That's 415-883-2150 or visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com.
Got your iPhone, your iPad, people watching little screens. Take a break, heaven's sake, and go to a happening scene. Big hair, big hats, you're gonna sing along. It's topical, unstoppable.
Beach Blanket Babylon.
Don't know what you're waiting for, they've got it going on. For tickets, go to beachblanketbabylon.com. Sing it!
Beach Blanket Babylon.
Now, back to the Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. Edward Brown here along with Mark Hanf and Rob Spinoza. First trivia question. Brendan Fraser, Jason Robards, Henry Fonda, and Hal Holbrook are some of the actors who have played on TV in the silver screen. What U.S. president?
Lincoln,
that is correct. Very good. Okay, so Rob, before we get back to you on this, we want to make a mention here also for the Flamingo Resort and Spa in the heart of Sonoma wine country, a unique historical landmark. Heated pools, tennis, poolside dining, weekend live music, health club, and yoga studio. Stay fit while relaxing and touring the nearby Sonoma Valley wineries. Visit flamingoresort.com. All right, take it away, Rob.
Well, we were going to cover a number of different things. Mark, you had a, I always love the numbered list, so I'm looking at that over my shoulder. Why don't you go ahead and run with that?
I pulled a couple of articles off the wire that are still kind of recapping 2016 in the real estate market. And since we're three of us are real estate guys, we're going to kind of go with that vein this show. The first article I pulled was just kind of a summary of how January is shaping up. And, you know, mortgage rates have actually gone down in January after a Trump bump, which is a good thing in the stock market, a bad thing, I think,
I would agree with
rates. But commercial real estate rates have gone up almost 100 basis points.
Residential about 0.75%. Yeah.
So most prognosticators who like to predict where they think interest rates are going, mortgage interest rates are going, for the last like 5 years in a row have been saying, well, at the end of next year, we predict mortgage rates will be 5%.
Right.
They've been wrong for the last 5 years running. Interest rates have continued to hit new lows, and we were in the low threes last year, still in parts of 2016. You know, we've gone up above 4%. But we saw that drop. What did it go up, Rob? Up to about 4.5 at one point.
On some programs, absolutely.
Yeah, and now it's back down to you know 4.25. But you know, here's the point that I have on this is that really no one, you know, as much as I guess I personally believe that if we are going to be at 0.5, that maybe 2017 is the year that it actually happens by sometime year end or beginning of 2018. But there's no guarantee of that because there's just all sorts of things that impact these long term interest rates in the 10-year treasury. So anyway, so that's actually a good thing, and I think that's good for the housing market that we aren't seeing, you know, a weekly, you know, increase in mortgage rates. So and realtors that I've been speaking with now in the last couple of weeks here in January are so bullish on the market right now. They think we're going to have an incredible early spring market on the sales side in the Bay Area. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I've got some homes going on the market myself. So I'm crossing my fingers that we're going to see that. So here are a couple of other things that this article mentions. And we pretty much all know this. More young Americans are living at home. Nearly 40% of young Americans, which doesn't define here, but I'm going to guess under 30.
Okay. Sounds young to me.
All of us.
Anyone under 40
is young.
Nearly
40% of young Americans lived under the same roof with their parents or relatives in, well, it says here 2015. I think they meant 2016. So largest percentage since 1940.
Wow.
So when that trend begins to reverse, that's going to be a good thing for the housing market.
Yeah.
Right? Here's another thing that won't shock you. Low housing inventory on the West Coast. But what's interesting about this little piece of statistic is that San Francisco, which used to be in the top 10 list for low housing inventory, isn't actually on the list this year.
That surprises me.
It's Seattle, Eugene, Oregon, other cities in the Northwest are peppering the top 10 list. San Francisco is actually just outside. There was actually a 4% increase in homes for sale last year. So inventory actually increased in the San Francisco region while it decreased in other West Coast areas.
I'm going to guess it's just because they just priced themselves out of the market. You know, they were just so pricey that people just stopped buying, you know, and not stopped.
Well, and we've seen some price adjusting. And, you know, depending on, you know, you can break the housing market into, you know, multiple categories of price. And some of the, you know, some that I've seen tracked are just the low, medium, and high. They, you know, basically three tracks. And high would be anything over $1 million. And certainly, and if you break it down to a fourth market, kind of the ultra high or the, you know, over $5 million. Clearly, home prices in the Bay Area that had been selling over $5 million, are flat or downward trending. While the homes in the $500,000 range, they're still upward trending. So
I agree.
Again, they're not
building enough new homes to meet demand.
And California wants us to secede from the union, according to some of the people.
Right, it's up to one out of three. Surveyed.
Is that right?
I think that's what I read. They want us to secede.
I just hope that Trump doesn't punish all Californians.
Well, you just always wall us off, right? While you're at it, don't stop at the Mexican border. Just keep the wall going.
Last on this list for trends for 2017, voice control is a new trend for home buyers.
What does that mean?
They got that Alexa and the OK Google, the Google Home and Alexa, which, oops, there goes my phone.
Whoa.
I've heard me say OK Google.
Yeah. I bet you planned that.
Where would you like to buy, Mark?
It's actually pretty cool. I have yet to buy that for my house, and I actually do have a smart home. I have a home that when I remodeled it, I had a friend of mine who specializes in installing Control 4 in high-end hotels. I had him come to my house and do, you know, Control 4 with Nest thermostats and LED lighting and audio and TV and all of the security. All that stuff's all tied in. But the thing that I don't have yet is voice control. I can control things from my phone or from a keypad and other ones. That's still pretty cool. So I don't have to get out of my couch, but it'd be nice to yell. You
know? Like the clapper.
Right? Clap on, clap on. Yeah, that's right. What else you got, Rob?
Well, we were talking earlier about FHA loans and 3% down payments and 0% down payments, what have you. But I came across an article that I found very interesting because it's very relevant to my business. I do a lot of financing here in the Bay Area where borrowers put less than 20% down. Mm. It says here the average Bay Area buyer must set aside almost 2 times their annual income to make a 20% down payment. So when you think of the implications of that in the modern world,
huge.
I mean, that's a lot
that's
of money.
Fine.
I mean, median home price is right around $1 million. And coming up with the $200K to do that, when I think people have a lot of other, look, we've all talked about it before, student loan debt. They're getting on with their lives. People who are looking to buy a house often are in, if not the peak earning years of their lives, but they're in, you know, they're raising a family. They've got a busy work career. They have other expenditures, so it's not as if you can just, you know, create this 20% in a bubble, or in a vacuum rather. And 20%, it's a large amount of their paycheck. So I'd be curious to know what you guys think about that.
All right, we'll tell you what, we'll answer that when we come back. Another trivia, another commercial break. Another trivia question here: what food is made from vegetable oil, egg yolks, and lemon juice, and is possibly named after a town in Spain?
I got it.
You got it? Yeah. Oh, good for you. Okay, the first caller with the correct answer is going to win that free tanning certificate from Tan Bella. It's good for 3 tanning services. Just 1 certificate's good for 3. Call 888-912-1190 to answer that question, and don't touch that dial because the Best of Investing will be right back. Actually, I'm going to make a quick note here. The Mount View Hotel in beautiful Calistoga is celebrating Napa Valley's Cabernet season with special getaway experience. Enjoy one night in a king or queen winery suite, wine tasting, beer flight, couples massage, total package valued at $810, but guests will only pay $525 plus tax and gratuity. Contact the Mount View Hotel, 800-816-6877, or go to mountviewhotel.com. Don't touch that dial. The Best of Investing will be right back.
You're listening to The Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown. For more information, visit bestofinvesting.com. That's bestofinvesting.com. More in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Valentine's Day is known to be a significant date for romantic getaways. And just around the corner in Napa Valley, it's Cabernet season, the perfect time to enjoy the region's legendary wine and a cozy escape for two. Experience all that Napa has to offer with the Tambor Bay Vineyards Cabernet Getaway. Packages are deeply discounted and include wine, beer, a spa treatment, and gracious accommodations at the Mount View Hotel. Pack your bags. Calistoga is calling. Your Cabernet Getaway package includes one night stay in a King or Queen Winery suite, Tambor Bay Vineyards wine tasting with cookie pairing and tour, a special beer flight tasting for two at Napa Valley Brewing Company, and a couple's cocoa massage, lavender grapeseed hydro bubble bath with seasonal scrub. Normally $800, this romantic, relaxing getaway package is now just $525. Visit mountviewhotel.com/reservations and use promo code CS-T or call 800-816-6877 to book your Cabernet season getaway. This Cabernet season getaway is available midweek, Sunday through Thursday, for a limited time.
This is Mark Hanf, co-host of The Best of Investing. Are you tired of the low yields that banks are paying on your savings or CDs? At Pacific Private Money, our clients have been earning annual rates of 8% and more. If you're looking for a secure way to boost the interest you earn using your savings or IRA, you owe it to yourself to visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com or call us at 415-883-2150. That's pacificmoneyfund.com or call us 415-883-2150. Hi, this is Mark Hanf, president of Pacific Private Money. How would you like to earn 8% or more per year in today's low interest rate environment? At Pacific Private Money, we've been paying more than 8%. How do we do that? Well, we lend money secured by real estate, almost exclusively in California and primarily in the Bay Area. We keep our loans very conservative by keeping the loan portfolio under 70%. In fact, we're actually less than 60% loan to value right now. There's no fee to get in and no fee to get out if you stay in for 2 years. Call us now at 415-883-2150 for more information or go to pacificmoneyfund.com.
You're listening to The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. One more time, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Hanf and Rob Spinoza. When I mentioned that Mountain View Hotel, in order to get that great rate, you have to use the promo code CS-T. So check out MountainViewHotel.com and put in that promo code. All right, here was our second trivia question was, what food is made from vegetable oil, egg yolks, and lemon juice, and possibly named after a town in Spain?
I misinterpreted.
Holidays?
No, you're close.
I was going to say
pisco.
No, mayonnaise. I don't know if that's actually, I guess that's technically a food.
I love mayonnaise.
Mayon.
But I don't eat it by the spoon.
Or put it on French fries. You know? Okay, so Mark, we got an email from a listener that says, it's a little long, let me read it here. My son is interested in a property to buy for himself. However, he doesn't have the necessary income or down payment to qualify for a loan with a bank on his own. My idea is to purchase it all cash and then see if he can get a private loan to partially pay me off. In 2 years, I'm hoping he'll qualify for a bank loan to pay off the private loan. Is this doable? Any suggestions?
Wow. Okay. That was a mouthful. So, well, the answer is, generally speaking, when you go to a private money lender versus a conventional lender, you know, aside from the fact that the loans are typically, you know, faster to get, easier to get, lower documentation requirements, and of course, you're paying more for that money. The cost of a private money loan is typically double, sometimes more than double the cost of a conventional loan. But again, one of the things that we know, thanks to Dodd-Frank, is that conventional financing is much more difficult to qualify for, and oddball, out-of-the-box type of transactions are usually hard to get approved. That's the bottom line, and we found that even with some of our clients who come to us for temporary financing, temporary in their minds, and then find it difficult to conventionally refinance out. And that's so one of the things we do at Pacific Private Money is one of the things we have to analyze before we make a loan is how viable is the exit strategy for the borrower, how successful do we believe they will be at being able to pay off that loan. So here's a situation where I guess in essence, when you strip it down, the dad is willing to buy the house for the kid and I guess gift it to him so that he can conventionally refi it in his name.
Any suggestions on
Any suggestions are essentially
who's on title, yeah,
right, who's on the title, and we generally don't really care. In fact, you can put your son on the title and you could be a guarantor on the note. It's possible for you to be on the note and a guarantor on that note and not on the title. And again, a bank is probably their head will probably fry to suggest that.
Yeah.
But this would be a way to, we would actually put your son on title for the purchase. You'd be putting up the cash. You and he both would be on the note, but only he would sign the deed of trust because only he would be listed as the owner of that property. Meanwhile, you're a guarantor on that note. Depending on the metrics and the loan to value, if we needed more collateral, we might cross collateralize with another piece of property, maybe the primary residence of the dad. So again, there's a whole bunch of ways.
A lot of flexibility.
There's a tremendous amount of flexibility, and that's why people come to us, because they know that at the end of the day, we can help you capture the property. There are just we're extremely creative and flexible and agreeable to help you capture the property if you believe and if we believe that you will have a way to pay us back, because we don't like making long-term loans at Pacific Private Money. Realistically, because we know if we're charging you, you know, between 9% and 10% on the note rate, that's for most people not a sustainable long-term solution for financing. And again, we're a plan B when plan A, conventional financing, is not an option for you. But we really want you to get out of our loan at some point.
So do they. Love you, but
that's
not that
exactly
much.
Right. Yeah. So the you know, in our portfolio, the loans that are problems are the ones that are, you know, 2-3 years. The ones that stick around. Yeah. Because again, it's just hard in this marketplace where, you know, profits are skinnier, yields are skinnier, prices aren't going up as high as they were before. We're looking at a lot of reasons why the exit strategy for us is really the one of the number one things we look at when someone comes to us for money. So for more information, give us a call, 415-883-2150, or easiest, just to go to our website, pacificprivatemoney.com.
Very good. Rob, email comes in for you. It says, I had a short sale in 2012, but now my wife and I are thinking of getting back into the market. How soon after a short sale can we buy a home?
Good question. So we were talking about FHA loans a little earlier. FHA has the most lenient structure with short sales and foreclosures. But conventionally speaking, the gold standard with a short sale has always been 4 years. So when you have, like we see in the Bay Area, even a jumbo loan, for example, a 4-year waiting period today would get you back in to the best terms available, assuming you meet the other criteria. I mean, short sales also don't happen in a vacuum. So you have to hope that since the short sale, the borrower has been able to resurrect their credit scores, has been able to save the necessary amounts for the down payment and reserves. But as long as they've done that, 4 years is the gold standard. Now, we do have a number of alternate investors that will allow a short sale and even a foreclosure back in after 1 year. And there's some out there that'll say one day after a foreclosure. But what you have to realize is you're paying a lot more for that loan. And you possibly have to put more down. But our best options, again, 4 years for a short sale with some good, attractive alternates coming in slightly below that as well. So keep those things in mind if you've had a short sale. And most of the short sale activity, what we're seeing, certainly the foreclosure activity, most of that 2009, 2010 were the peak years. Short sales kind of lingered on a little bit longer than that as well. So a lot of people here in 2017 may not realize, but they're coming up on that.
Interesting. And how do people get a hold of you if you have any questions?
I work out of the Mill Valley office of RPM Mortgage. We're right off the 101 freeway. You can look me up on Yelp if you go and just search for mortgage broker in Marin County, even though technically I'm a mortgage banker, I guess you would say. But anything online, Rob Spinoza, RPM Mortgage, you'll find me there, and happy to be of service.
Very good.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to cut to our third commercial break trivia question. Before we do, I want to make a quick mention for Beach Blanket Babylon. You know, whether you're conservative or liberal.
Is that alliteration? Or assonance?
I didn't get that one.
I'm confused.
I went on the website and you see Trump with like this super huge hairdo, and I got to think that it's going to be
very topical
funny.
And funny.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Saturday Night Live of the West.
That's right. Yeah, that's a good way of putting it, really. Okay, so here's our trivia question. What Colorado town with a precious name is home of Coors Beer?
Got it.
All right. Yep. The first caller with the correct answer is going to win that free Tanbella certificate, good for 3 tanning services. Call 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190 to answer this question. What Colorado town with a precious name is home of Coors Beer? Don't touch that dial. The Best of Investing is going to be right back.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The Best of Investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Are you concerned about volatility in the stock market? Have low interest rates got you wondering if you'll ever earn enough to retire? Pacific Private Money has a high-yield solution with safety and security features not found in many traditional investments. Clients of Pacific Private Money earn yields averaging 8%, secured by Bay Area real estate at conservative values. For information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150 or visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com.
You wanna get down, pa.
start to feel the pounding beat. Big hair, big cats, you'll be dancing in the street. Pop culture parodies ain't got it going on. It's a rock stomping, heart thumping, beach blanket Babylon. If you want a good time and maybe sing along, come on down and check it out. It's Beach Blanket Babylon.
For tickets, call 415-421-4222 or go to beachblanketbabylon.com.
Yeah, heart inside splitting, you will split a gut.
In the heart of Sonoma wine country, enjoy a unique historical landmark, the Flamingo Resort and Spa Santa Rosa, that features two 25-meter heated pools, tennis, poolside dining, champagne Sunday brunch, a lounge that offers weekend live music and dancing, health club and yoga cycle studio, so ideal to stay fit while relaxing and touring the nearby Sonoma Valley wineries. Visit FlamingoResort.com.
Now, back to the Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to the Best of Investing. I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Hanf of Pacific Private Money and Rob Spinoza of RPM Mortgage. Third trivia question, what Colorado town with a precious name is home of Coors Beer?
Golden, Colorado. Gold.
Yeah, precious like gold. There you go.
Mark wrote it down. I'm like, that guy's been to some college parties.
No, I drank a lot of Coors in my ute.
In your ute. Yeah. I like Coors Light, you know. Yeah. I'm kind of a lightweight that way. All right, Mark, deal of the week.
So we had a borrower, actually the borrower's broker, calls us up in a panic. Actually called over the weekend on a Saturday. I actually was working on Saturday, and I heard the message and got a hold of this listing agent representing this client. Her client was in contract to buy a home for a little over $4 million in Woodside, and there was $1 million down payment, and they had been approved for a conventional loan of $3 million, and everything was going along swimmingly.
And they had a non-refundable deposit, didn't they?
They had a non-refundable deposit, and when
that would
be
$120K.
Yeah, it was a little over $120K. Yeah. And when the on the Saturday that I got the call, they had to close that purchase contract by the following Friday, or the seller was going to cancel the contract, keep the deposit, and sell it to the backup offer, which was all cash. So what happened that made a conventional loan approval all of a sudden be declined? Well, this wealthy, high FICO score borrower, among other things, is self-employed. And so in order to document his income and to get it high enough to qualify for this $3 million mortgage, he had to include all the rental income from the rental properties that he owned.
Okay.
Now,
very
I'm
tough.
Not sure of the timing of when the following happened, but very close to when escrow was getting ready to close, the underwriting department for the lender, I guess, did a Google search on all of the property addresses. I don't know if it was for the first time or the second time, and noticed that one of the properties listed as an income property was for sale. And so they, as a result of seeing that listed on the market, they pulled that property off for contention for income calculations, and it was a number that was significant enough to decline that borrower.
So I guess the theory is if the borrower sells that rental property, there's no more rental income.
Right.
And of course they're going to take the money and go buy a boat or
right.
something.
It doesn't make any sense from a logic standpoint. And here's what had happened. Apparently it wasn't supposed to be publicly listed on the MLS yet. The listing agent, the realtor for that buyer of that home, was told, I want to sell that home, but don't put it on the market until I finalize my refinance of my home. Or I actually, that's not refinance, the purchase of this, of my new home. And I guess he didn't listen.
Overzealous.
Put it on the market. Yeah. And so So we were, and that was a really good loan for us. That was a $3 million loan. We were able to do the funding. We had to waive certain guidelines, which you can under threat of losing a $120,000+ deposit. And we closed that home. And actually we did go into the following week, but the seller agreed.
Yeah.
So it actually was a 7 business day close from start to finish on a $3 million loan. And that loan actually recently paid off too. So it was outstanding for a very short period of time. And we're okay with that. We love making no prepayment penalty, no minimum interest payments due on loans, because we're all about helping you close the transaction. If you want to pay us back in 6 days, 6 weeks, or 6 months, as long as it's not 6 years, we like it. So for more information on how we might be able to help you or your client, if you're a realtor or mortgage broker and you have clients or transactions that get into a bind, we're the fixer. Give us a call, Pacific Private Money, 415-883-2150, or pacificprivatemoney.com.
And I'm going to guess that the seller's attorney told him, listen, I know you're going to keep this, you want to keep this $120,000, $130,000 and get a backup offer, but if this guy really can close in a week, I don't think there's a judge in the world. I mean, this guy would get a Liz Pendence or something to say, come on, judge, you know,
we're going to.
Well, there is a process for canceling. You have to give a notice to perform.
Right.
And how many hours is that typically?
It can be 24, 48 hours. Yeah. 72 hours I've seen. So it depends.
Well, the good news is they all lived happily ever after. So we were thrilled to do that.
Wow. That's, there's some hair loss during that process.
There was some stress and
panic.
And
the cost.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, hey, Rob, I wanted to ask you something about that. You know, you're talking about earlier segment, we talked about how in the Bay Area, you know, a 20% down payment is typically two times the average annual income to make a 20% down payment. You know, given that it's so difficult for most people, especially first time home buyers, why doesn't everybody just go FHA? What's the difference between an FHA and a 20% down loan?
Well, there's a few distinctions. Number one is FHA will only allow you to get a loan amount up to the county maximum limit, which here in a lot of the Bay Area is $636,150. That was just increased from $625,500. So it won't serve every buyer's needs. That's the first thing. The second thing is that, like all solutions that are less than 20% down, no matter how appealing they are to the buyer, the seller also has to, it also has to pass muster with the seller, because if you're a seller and you see an FHA offer, a lot of agents, wrongly so, think that FHA loans require pest inspections and things like they do on a VA loan.
And will take longer
in the government bureaucracy and all that other stuff. But FHA loans, really, everybody owes the FHA a debt of gratitude. They saved the market during the downturn because...
Well, and let me ask you, I'm sorry to interrupt, but that $600,000 figure, is that now the conforming?
That's what's known as the high balance FHA or conforming loan limit. So,
okay,
so $417,000 is the $424,100 is the new conforming loan limit.
Yeah, I thought it was in the 400.
Right. But there is in metropolitan statistical areas like Marin and the Bay Area, they recognize that the average costs are higher, and so that there's
that
secondary.
Raise that from 600.
Well, it used to be 729, 750 during the peak of the downturn, and they reduced that.
Yeah.
And so that's the best answer to your question, Mark, is that's why you won't see FHA everywhere. And so what you will see sometimes is a 10% down solution, but then, you know, your savvier agents will wonder, well, hey, if it's a 10% down at an offer price that's a little bit lofty, now you run an appraisal risk. Because if that property doesn't appraise, the buyer's only bringing in 10% down, may not have the resources to bridge that difference. Right.
I guess last but not least, the payment's going to be higher, and the rate's probably going to be higher too, isn't
well,
it?
Well, surprisingly, the rates are very, very good on those programs. If your FICO's good, if you have all the other attributes, you're fine there. But yes, you're financing 90% of the property as opposed to 80%, so naturally the payment would be higher as well.
And Mark, we've got another, well, we've got a couple of minutes. I wanted to ask you about the fund. Because I don't want to teach... I want to educate the audience about how much interest they can earn in your fund.
So we fund our loans, the loans that we make at Pacific Private
Money. You're
talking
about the other side of the deal.
Right. The other side of the deal are all funded with private capital. And right now, many, if not most, of the loans that we originate at Pacific Private Money are funded through a pooled mortgage investment vehicle called the Pacific Private Money Fund. And so the Pacific Private Money Fund takes... capital from private individuals who invest in our fund, and we loan that out, just like a bank would loan that out. And they receive a rate of return on that investment in the fund based on the income that the fund generates through both the interest it charges on the loans and the loan fees, because we as the broker at Pacific Private Money, the fund is its own separate entity, and there's an arm's length relationship with it, but the broker collects transactional fees on every loan and shares that with the fund. So the fund, it's a very, very easy and efficient income generating system, and it's paying out 7.8% as of the end of 2016. Yeah. So that's higher than actually a lot of funds in California are paying right now. So we've actually been very successful.
Well, a lot of funds don't share don't receive half the points either.
That's exactly right.
All right, stay with us. You're listening to The Best of Investing. We're going to come back for some closing comments.
You're listening to The Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown. For more information, visit bestofinvesting.com. That's bestofinvesting.com. More in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Edward Brown here to tell you that I just had a 30-year-old client purchase a $500,000 life insurance policy that is guaranteed to stay the same price for the next 35 years. And here's the best part. It cost only $36 per month, and it was from a major, well-known life insurance company. Imagine, this person will probably never have to buy another life insurance policy ever. I am completely independent, so I run the numbers through my software, and out pops the least expensive policies from among hundreds of the finest carriers. For your free quote, please call our Best of Investing hotline number at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190 for a free, no-obligation life insurance quote. I will personally call you back after the show. Imagine buying one inexpensive life insurance policy that is guaranteed not to increase for 35 years. Call 888-912-1190 today.
This is Mark Hanf, co-host of The Best of Investing. Are you tired of the low yields that banks are paying on your savings or CDs? At Pacific Private Money, our clients have been earning annual rates of 8% and more. If you're looking for a secure way to boost the interest you earn using your savings or IRA, you owe it to yourself to visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com or call us at 415-883-2150. That's pacificmoneyfund.com or call us 415-883-2150.
You're listening to The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. Last time for today, Edward Brown here, your host, along with Mark Hanf, co-host and co-host Rob Spinoza. Mark, you have some noteworthy stats.
Yeah, some year-end statistics for the California home market. We have the unsold inventory index declined a little bit, 2.8 months at the end of December 2015 to 2.6 months. So again, further constraining.
Yes.
We've got demand for homes outstripping supply. That's not likely to change soon. We had solid price growth through 2016. So the average increase in median home prices was up 5.5% for the year. It's now over $500,000 for the first time. So $502,000 was the year-end median home price. Also, the number of days it took to sell a home has dropped from nearly 40 days at the end of December of 2015 to 33 days in December of 2016. So again, all of these would indicate that the housing market continues to be tight. Although, like we mentioned earlier, in San Francisco, we're seeing some price depreciation pressures, but again, not a bad thing.
There's so many interesting sort of nuances in those stats, because when you talk about, for instance, the days on market, mm-hmm. Depending on where you are, the preponderance of cash offers and things like that play into it, and it's the other thing that I look at when I talk about the length of the transaction is how we as an industry have adjusted to the regulatory change with Tilarespa Integrated Disclosure, or TRID, which was new beginning 2016, yeah. And we've had a whole
year into it now.
Yeah, to adjust our system and try and ease the process for the buyer. So, there are built-in challenges to that number, and yet we seeing it come down is really heartening for our industry, because we've worked really hard to make sure the consumer experience gets enables them to close on time, whereas the regulatory environment almost wants to prevent that.
Yeah.
So, you know,
yeah.
slow the whole thing down, make sure everybody understands things to the nth degree. But then you got this really dynamic market here in the Bay Area where buyers and sellers are trying to get things to happen quickly. So there's two forces that are, you know, not on the same page working to ultimately achieve the same goal.
Diametrically opposed.
Yeah.
Well, as a lender, I am bullish for Bay Area and California real estate market for 2017.
Thanks for saying that. Yeah.
I absolutely am. I do. You know, I get asked almost every day from a lot of my investor clients. Do you think we're peaking, or are we about to go into another downward real estate cycle?
I don't think so.
The answer to that from my perspective is absolutely not.
And I will tell you, there's plenty of buyers out there who have continued to express great interest on a very human level. And what I mean by that is, forget all the trends, forget all the numbers, forget all the stats. There's a lot of people who just want to buy a home, and it's great to talk to them.
As long as employment. A major thing.
California employment is very strong right now, and again, shows no signs of abating.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's all good. And of course, you know, those who invest in real estate know it's all about job growth. And again, job growth in California was strong. In fact, California job growth outstripped every other state in the nation last year.
Well, if you want to make a case to me that California long term is not a good investment in terms of real estate, I mean, here in the Bay Area especially, but also LA, places like that, you're going to have a hard time convincing me of that. And I tell a lot of clients frequently that if you're in this area and you plan to stay here, I don't see a more surefire way to build your net worth than to accumulate or to own real estate. It's very hard
if people start buying houses. Are we going to see a downturn in the apartment building?
I don't think so. I think our growth in California is strong enough that multi-housing is going to continue to be a very strong investment if you can get it for the right cap rate. That's going to be the challenge.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Appreciate that. Here's our thoughts for the day. They say that nobody is perfect. Then they tell you practice makes perfect. I wish they'd make up their minds. You know who said that? Will Chamberlain said that. Smart guy. And Hank Aaron, good sense of humor here, said, "It took me 17 years to get 3,000 hits in baseball. It took one afternoon on the golf course."
That's a great quote.
Isn't that great? I don't think I want to play golf with him. Okay. Of course, I'd like to meet him. That'd be great. All right. Tune in next week to The Best of Investing. We're going to be giving away more free prizes for answering trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm Edward Brown. We're wishing you the best of investing. So long.
You've been listening to The Best of Investing with Edward Brown. For more information on this program, call 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. Or visit bestofinvesting.com. And join us again next week for The Best of Investing on the Bay Area's Business Leader, AM 1220 KDLW.
This radio broadcast is in no way an offer to sell securities except where applicable in states where we are registered or where an exemption or exclusion from such registration exists. Information discussed during this broadcast, whether stock quotes, charts, articles, or any other statement or statements regarding market or other financial information, is obtained from sources which we believe are reliable, but we do not warrant or guarantee the timeliness or accuracy of this information. Nothing in this broadcast should be interpreted to state or imply that past results are an indication of future performance. There are no warranties expressed or implied as to accuracy, completeness, or results obtained from this broadcast.